What do you think?
I think we're dead meat. Real dead meat.
You're dead meat! Go ahead and laugh, you guys. If I ever find a little passes of business, you're dead meat.
Hey, welcome to the Dead Meat Podcast. This podcast is an extension of my horror channel on YouTube, Dead Meat. I'm James A. Janice.
I'm Chelsea Rebecca, and we're boyfriend and girlfriend, and we like to get scared together.
Yeah.
So today we're just going to do a tease of what the podcast is going to be to get you excited.
Yeah, so since this is our premiere episode, we just figured we'd give a little overview of our individual experiences and histories with the horror genre, and a little bit of an overview of the things we want to do with this podcast. So a lot of people have asked me what the first horror movie I ever saw was, or what the first horror movie to get me in love with the genre is. And I don't know how to answer that because horror has been a part of my life for as long as I can remember. I remember being really young and watching movies like Night of the Living Dead and Serial Mom, the John Waters horror comedy, with my family. It was just like family viewing. And, you know, those are a little graphic for a young kid, but we watched them anyway. I do remember a specific memory of Scream. My parents had rented it and they were watching it in the living room. And so it must have been right after it became available on home video. So this would have been 96, 97. So I would have been around 7 years old. And I started watching it with them. But that opening scene is so fucking intense for a seven-year-old that I wound up running into the kitchen and hiding from Scream.
It's so weird that you mentioned that scene, because so I couldn't watch scary movies growing up.
Mm-hmm.
One, I was a giant baby anyway and would not have enjoyed them. But two, I just wasn't allowed to watch violent movies growing up. So that included most horror movies. So my friend growing up she's a huge horror head and was into horror movies when she was young, a lot like you. You mm-hmm. have a similar background, I think. But she would explain scenes of horror movies to me at school. She would kind of describe what happens in them and freak me out, but I couldn't get enough. And I remember very vividly her describing that scene from Scream, and that one really freaked me out.
It's an amazing scene.
But it's weird because when I finally did see that movie, what I had imagined in my head was so much scarier than what that scene was. Yeah.
So, yeah, I was just exposed to, and so your parents' specific thing was no violence.
No violence.
So
sex was sex. I mean, not when I was a kid, but
yeah.
Nudity was always whatever.
Because I distinctly remember, and because I remember this with my Catholic school friends, this would have been before I was 10 years old, which was when I switched to public schools. I had friends over, and I had already been super into Rocky Horror Picture Show, and I put it on with them over, and my mom came out and saw we were watching it and was like, no, you can't do that.
It's so funny because that happened to me in high school.
Oh, yeah.
Because I liked that movie when I was like 13, 14, and mm-hmm. that one was fine for me to watch
yeah.
when I was younger because that's all sex and it's silly and pretty harmless. But that was one where my mom said, you know, your friends can't tell their parents that you're all watching this together.
Exactly.
Like, you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, or you're going to get them in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that movie was always fine in my house growing up.
So I don't remember exactly when because I remember that specific Scream incident. And then I don't remember exactly when I, like, I went all in on horror. But I do know that probably starting around 2002 and going into at least 2004, because that's what the files on my computer are dated, last modified, sometime in 2004, I ran a horror movie website that I specifically learned how to do simple HTML coding and had this horror movie website with my friends. And of course, I was the ringleader of it, but I had like a group of friends. And so we would have horror movie parties where they would come over for like two overnight stays. Like, it'd be a weekend. It'd be like Friday and Saturday night. They're there in my basement. We're all hanging out. And we would watch just horror movies. Like, one would end, we would put on the other. We would watch the entire, you know, big series, like Halloween series or Nightmare. And those take days to get through. And the whole time that we would watch them, because I had this website, I would write down the body count, and I would write down how people died and when they died and what weapons killed them. And then we would, at the end, give out awards. Favorite character, funniest character, coolest death. Sound familiar? And so literally the basis for Dead Meat has been with me since I was a preteen, an adolescent.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing this shit since then. I mean, I stopped. I haven't been doing it straight through, but when I got back into it, it was like just slipping on an old pair of shoes.
Yeah, for me, it was a forbidden fruit kind of thing. So once I got in, I was in college, and I watched some in high school mm-hmm. at sleepovers and stuff, but I got really into horror in general in college once I started discovering some of the weirder ones that are a little less.
Do you remember any that kind of triggered your interest or like made you think, oh, this is what horror can be?
Definitely Night of the Living Dead. I remember seeing that and thinking it was so interesting. And interesting beyond it just being scary, just how it kind of relates to the time period it was made in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe realizing how much you can learn about specifically American history and American culture.
Yeah.
Through horror. I think horror is such a great way to learn about history. And because, you know, what we're afraid of says so much about the time that we live in.
Yeah.
And so I think that movie and movies like it are ones where I really just had it confirmed that horror was something really cool and special.
Yeah. And you even took, because in college, I was in a different relationship, my only other long-term serious relationship, and she was not interested in horror. So it was one of my interests that got kind of set aside for the 2 years I was with her, which sucks. And so I didn't wind up taking this class that I had eyeballed the whole time.
Man.
But that you took.
Yeah, and it was my favorite class in college.
Because we were both in the film program at University mm-hmm. of Michigan.
Yeah, we definitely knew each other. We'd been friends for a little bit.
We were friends. That's how we met, was through the film program. I mean, the film students there were pretty tight. There's a ton of us out here now.
Mm-hmm.
And how long has it been since we've graduated? It's 7 years for me. Holy fuck. And it's 6 for you.
Yeah.
And we still hang out with the people we went to college mm-hmm. with, which is amazing. We see them every week.
Yeah.
But you took this class.
I took a horror theory class, and it was the best class, hands down, that I took.
You want to shout out the professor?
Mark Kligerman at the University of Michigan. I know he teaches this class every few years now because it was so popular.
Mm-hmm.
I think he rotates. He does an animation course that I've heard is really fun. But he's the best, and he really, really got me thinking more about the genre beyond just surface level enjoyment of it. And that class just really stuck out to me as something where I just felt really engaged with the material, and I learned so much. And he showed us just fucked up shit in class, and I loved it. I've seen snippets of so many horror films I would have never seen otherwise. Like, that class is how I learned about The Entity. Do you know what?
I actually don't know that.
Oh, man, Entity. That's a fucked up movie.
Yeah.
It's a movie where a woman is sexually assaulted by her house.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which sounds like it could be a silly concept, mm-hmm. but it is scary as fuck.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Well, there's another important little focal point of horror that stands out to me in my life is one of the first movies we watched together as a couple. Do you remember?
Oh,
it was in the big room.
Hellraiser.
Yeah, we watched Hellraiser together
right when we first started dating.
I think it was the weekend we started officially dating.
Yeah.
And like we're officially a couple. We had like a romantic weekend while you were visiting from LA.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the movies we watched together
was Hellraiser.
Oh,
yeah.
And I knew that like because you liked it so much, I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that was so fun.
Like, that was such a, I guess, like an important thing to me that, like, oh, she can get down with Hellraiser, which is a weird fucking mm-hmm. horror movie. Yeah.
Yep.
And then we moved out here, and I would make sure that we would keep watching horror movies occasionally, usually during the Halloween season.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it wasn't until I began plotting for Dead Meat because I just wanted to do an independent channel. And I was like, horror movies is something that I know really well. and that I miss being really involved in. And now they're just so important to us because they are what allow us to work together at home, which is great.
Yeah, it's really amazing how much horror's kind of changed our lives.
Yeah.
For the better.
Really has.
It's so incredible. This is honestly the happiest I've been in my life, I think, because we both work from home. We're our own bosses. And it's great.
And we're doing stuff that we enjoy. And I know that, just to stem off a question, because I know someone is probably thinking to themselves, but don't you ever get sick of just always watching horror and stuff? No, not right now. Like, this isn't what I want to do for my entire life. But right now, I'm cool with, like, my life being so about the horror genre for a few years, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's so much to explore, and it's so interesting. And I think that's one of the reasons I like it, is just because you get to see shit that you don't see in other movies. Like, we both went to film school. We've seen a lot of movies.
Yes.
A lot of movies.
Yep.
And we've seen the best movies, and mm-hmm. we've seen the worst movies. We, the two of us in particular, really enjoy watching bad movies.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And just enjoying them together and laughing at them.
And I mean, I'm not even talking acceptable bad movies like The Room and Birdemic. I'm talking about ones where it's bottom of the barrel Netflix.
Yeah. God, what was it fucking?
Monkey Up. I remember it. It's seared into my brain. Go watch Monkey Up.
Don't go watch Monkey Up. What are you telling them to do?
I just, for some reason, one night we got a hankering for talking animal movies. And we went and tried to find which one looked the weirdest. And it was that one.
Oh, God. What a mess.
Yep.
And Food Fight. Oh, God. So we have seen the gamut of movies, but horror offers something unique. And I know that you're less into the whole trying to get scared thing than me. I'm always looking for something that will scare me.
That's a thing where I think I differ a little bit from other horror fans, is I hate... It's not that I hate being scared. I love being scared. I love being disturbed and creeped out. Mm-hmm. I hate being startled.
Yeah.
I despise it.
She hates jump scares.
I hate jump scares. If
Sinister.
I don't... Yeah, if I don't mind getting spoiled, I'll Google the jump scares ahead of time so I know they're coming. It's... I don't know, man. It's something in my DNA. It's like a primal animal thing.
Yeah.
Just sudden loud noises, something in my body. I hate it. It's so unpleasant.
And that's one of the reasons we'll never be one of those couples with a channel where they like prank each other.
Oh, man. Like, I hate those.
I would just, you would leave me.
I'd be miserable. That's not fun at all.
Someone just in my live stream today told me to record myself waking you up by screaming in your face, "Welcome to prime time, bitch." And I'm like, that's my girlfriend.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
That's the woman I love. No, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah. Let's borrow something that our great friends, the other horror podcast, Horny for Horror, that's four, the number four.
The number four. I should know their little, I almost call it a jingle. It's not a jingle, but they're a little bit.
Yeah.
It's Horny for Horror, Horny, the number four horror.
Yeah. And in their first episode, they talked about their favorite horror movies. Now, I've talked at length about how my favorite horror movie is John Carpenter's The Thing. If you want more details about that, go ahead and find the videos. There's one in particular, my collaboration with FoundFlix, What's Your Favorite Scary Movie? Which is actually interesting because I'm going to have you as my next guest on What's Your Favorite Scary Movie.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to give a little preview of what movie you'll be discussing?
That's hard.
You haven't decided for sure
yet? It's hard for me to pick a favorite because I could name five or so that I love.
Yeah.
Ones that I'm leaning towards. The Shining.
Yeah.
I think The Shining is great. Everyone thinks The Shining is great, which is making me maybe not want to pick it because it's a movie but that's been talked to death.
I mean, there's a reason, though. It's so good. It's made by one of the best filmmakers of all time.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Let's see. Texas Chainsaw. Maybe I'll talk about Texas Chainsaw Massacre because I think that's such a gorgeous movie.
It's early too. That's one of the earliest.
Mm-hmm. It's so good as a film. I think one of the last shots, or I think the last shot of that movie is one of the most beautifully shot in all of film. I just it, It just makes me feel things.
I remember
I think about it
when I was like doing my horror movie website, which was called Horror Movies for You.
Yeah,
it was like Horror Movies for You.
The number for you.
I don't think it was the number. It was all capitalized "you."
Okay.
With an exclamation point. I don't think it's anywhere online. You can try to find it. I think it was an Angel Fire site, but I do remember Texas Chainsaw Massacre being one where it was like a little scary.
Yeah.
It was like it was one that I held off on because I was like, this one's a little. Like Halloween's cool, Friday the 13th, whatever. Man, that Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It's just because you put it on, it's like, why is it so dirty and gritty?
Yeah.
It just feels gritty.
Like you dug it out of a shed and yeah. It's a film canister that's not labeled.
Like it's almost, it feels like a snuff film.
You know, it's gross. Yeah. It makes my skin crawl. That's one where the first time I saw it, it was with a group of friends. Everyone was making fun of it the whole time, so I didn't think it was scary.
Oh.
But then I watched
Why were you like teenagers?
Yeah, yeah. Like high school.
Yeah.
And then I watched it later and I got to kind of sit with it. And that's when it freaked me out. Once I, you know, took it seriously the whole time.
Yeah.
And let myself be scared.
And that's part of horror is you gotta
you have to let yourself be scared.
Yeah. The suspension of disbelief, as it's commonly known, is you just got to kind of like buy into it. And I mean, you know, that doesn't mean you can't be discerning.
Yeah.
If something's bullshit and pulls you out, then that's the movie's fault. But like, you can't just, you know, yeah, sit there and talk and joke about it the whole way unless you're getting paid to do that, like us.
Yeah. I think another scary movie I would go to bat for that I think gets unfairly dumped on is The Blair Witch Project.
Oh, yeah.
I think
that
The Blair Witch Project is fantastic, and yeah, it
scared
me.
That was just a few years ago.
That was not even that long ago. That was, we'd been dating for about a year,
yeah.
And we watched, I'd never seen it, and we watched it, and the ending of that movie.
It's so scary.
It's so fucking scary.
It's so
I don't
scary.
Understand. I don't understand the flack it gets. I think because it's been parodied so much, maybe
yeah.
It's...
Once you have Sherry O'Terry
in Scary Movie
flooding out of her nose, replicating that shot. Yeah.
But... Oh,
that night after we watched that movie,
oh no,
I woke up in the middle of the night and Chelsea was coming back to bed and I was like, oh, did you have to go to the bathroom? And she was like, no, I was sitting out in the living room with the lights on.
All the lights on. It's just... Well... Okay, so at that point, our apartment, our bedroom had no furniture in it.
Yeah.
We were waiting for a new bed frame to come in. So all we had was our mattress on the floor and nothing else in that room. And all I could think about was the ending of that movie.
What if I had woken up before
no,
you had come back
no,
in?
Geez,
and then
that's
I just
not funny.
Stood in the corner and waited for you to come back in the room.
Oh,
God.
Yeah, spooky that movie's... Stuff. Fucking scary. That's one that relies so hard on one, letting the viewer scare themselves, and two, just having an overactive imagination.
Yeah.
And I very much do.
Oh, I'd also like to, because people all the time are like, well, besides The Thing, what's your favorite? Because people are just can never be satisfied. But some of my other favorite horror movies are The Descent.
Oh, that one fucked me up too.
Love The
that
Descent.
That one I couldn't sleep after.
I love that it's just like this group of women trying to overcome some like, you know, a recent tragedy in one of their lives. And then honestly, the first half when it's all the cave stuff, the claustrophobia, that's the really effective stuff to me. The cave monsters, I mean, yeah, they'll fuck you up too. But
that first shot of them though is the part that scared me the most of the cave monsters.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's, you see, it's through the camcorder one of them has, and it's in night vision and it's panning,
yeah.
And then you see one
vision.
Just standing behind.
Do you remember when camcorders used to have night vision, and then it was discovered that it was kind of like an x-ray kind of thing?
What?
Those? Yeah, dude, because I remember being a young, like, because I've always fucked around with cameras and have, like, always filmed my own shit. I remember being real young, around 11, 12, and having a camcorder with night vision, and that was the last time I ever had it, because apparently it was like, it would cause a see-through kind of thing sometimes. It was nothing I ever explored.
So are you talking it had x-ray-like properties? Like, is it like those foot things in shoe stores back in the 50s or whatever? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No,
I don't. It's in the book, It.
Oh, okay.
Eddie puts his foot in one, and literally in shoe stores you would have these x-ray things. You would look through a pair, like a viewfinder, and you could see the bones of your foot and how they fit inside the shoes you were trying on.
No, that can't be good.
No, they gave people cancer.
Yeah.
Which is why I was wondering if...
No, I don't think it was like a cancer-giving thing.
I was like, oh no, did camcorders give people cancer?
They're just beams of cancer firing out the lens. No, I just think it was a clothing situation.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I believe. But great shot in The Descent.
Yeah.
Another one, speaking of that, is Wreck. I've always called it Wreck, but lately I've heard people say Record. They've called it Record, which is weird to me.
That's weird.
I'm just going to keep calling it
Wreck. I just have always called it Wreck.
I think that movie's great. It scared the shit out of me when I first saw it. We did watch it recently, maybe a year or two ago. And I think, you know, it's one of those situations where since it came out, there's been just this deluge of found footage films. And yeah. It's kind of like how when Anchorman came out, it was hilarious. And then we just kept seeing the same humor over and over. And so when you go back and watch Anchorman, maybe it's not as funny. And so I feel like Wreck's a little bit affected by that, but it's still really good. I used to call it the scariest movie ever. I'm not sure I would still say that.
It's scary, though.
It's pretty scary.
That ending.
The ending is great with Javier Botet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who is going to be Slender Man.
Mm-hmm. I'll also, you know, it's nowhere near one of my favorites, but if how you defended Blair Witch, I'll defend Paranormal Activity because I feel like that gets
yeah
shot out of it too. And I think that's really
effective.
You
like that movie a lot. Yeah. I liked it. I had a good time.
Yeah. And I remember the third one being really good too, but that first one just... as I saw it in college while I was studying psychology, and I was like, holy shit, this movie is conditioning the audience to be afraid of a shot.
Because yes,
every time it goes back to the shot of the bedroom, you're
yeah.
like, oh no, what's going to happen? And it's like, wow, this movie fucking conditioned us. Like,
yeah,
it's behavioral
that's
conditioning.
True.
So I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Kind of, there was another movie we saw recently that did the exact same thing. It Comes at Night.
Yeah.
There's a shot where they keep cutting to a slow zoom down a hallway. And every time I saw that fucking hallway,
yeah.
I got tense.
Interesting movie.
Really? Yeah. That was a weird one.
I know a lot of people were unhappy with it. I think
I kinda liked it.
Their expectations were maybe not calibrated correctly due to trailers or whatever. But I went in without knowing anything and I enjoyed it.
Yeah. It scared me.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, you want to give them a preview of what this podcast holds? Because really, if we're being honest here, Chelsea's the one who's been doing the legwork on this project.
Yeah, I really wanted to do podcasts.
I'm glad you have been.
And I wanted to get a little piece of the horror pie. Because I also like talking about horror. I just kept coming up with ideas for episodes. And we're talking months ago.
We've actually already recorded a few.
We've recorded a few. We've done a few reviews. I want to do some games.
Yeah, and I think I really love doing the reviews, and they're not just reviews. They're like recaps. They're similar to other movie podcasts.
Go through the general plot of each movie.
Yeah, while commenting on it.
Yeah.
We like we said, have studied film. We have degrees in film studies and production, and so we love movies.
Yeah.
We love talking about them, but we're also, you know... Not everything has to be Citizen Kane. We love bad stuff. I think both of us have the capability to be able to criticize things that we love and be able to find good things in things that we don't like, which I think is really important. You can't just paint a movie as good or bad. And that's why I'm always reluctant to assign a number value. People are like, what would you get out of 10? That doesn't tell you anything.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of things to say about a movie, and it might have some good things and some bad things. So,
yeah.
That's how we'll be approaching things. And we already recorded one review, and I think that those will be regular.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And so we're actually going to record another one after this.
Yeah. And we definitely both want to be able to talk about horror with you guys in an educational way, an academic way, you know, the way different theorists look at it. You can learn so much, but also keeping it pretty raunchy and silly and, you know,
and
that doesn't mean, that doesn't mean isn't, you know, not going to get weird.
Yeah. I mean, we have had years of experience riffing on movies through our Drunk Disney series on our YouTube channel, Practical Folks. We've done that for years. I think that we have really honed our skills with the ability to watch a movie and make jokes about it and have a fun time with it.
Yeah.
And so that is kind of our mission statement for this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also do stuff like interviews as we gain more access to people involved in the horror industry and community.
Yeah.
Like you said, games.
Yeah.
Some fun stuff.
I want to play games.
Yeah.
I mean, I really want to do a horror-themed Would You Rather.
Mm-hmm.
I already have a few good ones, but...
I asked my YouTube channel to provide me with some.
Oh, how'd that go?
Most of them are, who would you rather fight?
No! That's when I pitched this to you, I even said they're not going to be just who would beat who in a fight. No, that. They need to be complicated, maybe ethically compromising, you know, morally gray choices that are hard and confusing.
I know. I was like, come on, YouTubers. Come on, give me something different.
Yeah,
okay. I still love you guys. So, yeah, that's what you have to look forward to, and that's what we have to look forward to, because we both love listening to podcasts, you especially, since your job entails, you know, you sew, you make costumes, and so your ears are free to do whatever you want
most
with them.
Of the day my ears are free.
Yeah, editors, not so much. We have to listen to what we're doing, but you get to sit there and listen to endless amounts of podcasts.
I listen to so many podcasts.
I'm so jealous.
I listen to a lot of history podcasts, so I... feel very learned. It's nice.
But yeah, podcasts would keep me sane on my commutes back when I had to drive to work.
Yep.
And so it's something that both of us have always been interested in doing. I'm so glad we're finally doing it. It's a wonderful medium.
Me too.
It's really hot right now, the podcast.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
Yes, it is.
But whatever lets us sit on our couch and make content, I'm down with.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Feel free to email us. We have an email address specifically for this project, deadmeatpod@gmail.com. Hit us up with ideas or feedback or really anything you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
You can just let us know. Be sure to subscribe to Dead Meat on YouTube if you haven't already. And to help this podcast specifically, rate and review us on whatever podcasting app you're using. I guess iTunes is most helpful.
iTunes is the most helpful.
Apple and their friggin' monopoly.
Yep.
I was going to say monogamy.
Oh, I thought you were going to say monotony.
Well.
Sure.
Yeah. Apple and their friggin' monopoly over everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bow to the Apple throne and rate us on iTunes.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
You can follow Dead Meat on social media, specifically Twitter and Instagram @DeadMeatJames. Chelsea, where can people find you personally?
You can find me on Instagram @Carebeck. That's CareBecc. Twitter at the same name. And Facebook, I'm Chelsea Rebecca Cosplay if you want to look at my sewing stuff. I also post a lot of that stuff on Instagram too.
Yeah. And then my personal accounts on social media is James A. Janice, my name, all together. That's on Instagram and Twitter. And heads up, our personal Twitters, I'd say both of them are... pretty political. Mine is predominantly political. So
yeah, mine is as well.
Yeah, so if you're not into that, there's always @DeadMeatJames on Twitter, and that's horror stuff. So thank you so much for listening. This has been the Dead Meat Podcast.